Tom, there's an intergroup study now in the node-negative patients that is looking at dose-dense AC and also dose-dense T or paclitaxel alone without the full combination of the two. What are your thoughts about either of those strategies, particularly the AC dose-dense in a non-protocol setting?
Well, what the trial is looking at, all the patients are getting dose-dense treatment, so it's specifically looking at the duration of treatment and the comparison of the two regimens. I think in node-negative breast cancer, if you're choosing to give just the AC, the question then becomes, in C9741, what's the benefit from dose-dense AC, from dose-dense paclitaxel, or the whole package? And I think since it was envisioned as testing a concept, that we ought to draw that conclusion at this point. So I think that every two-week treatment is acceptable. I'll have to say I don't always do it, but I think it's an acceptable treatment in node-negative breast cancer. I guess I haven't taken the leap that it's absolutely necessary, because there was one negative trial, as you know, with an epirubicin-based regimen.
Dabu, how are you approaching the selection of chemotherapy in node-positive patients? How do you factor in the estrogen receptor status, and have you utilized the dose-dense AC without T in any patients?
Well, it's clear that estrogen receptor is important. We've actually known this for a long time, initially in the metastatic setting and then with the Oxford overview analysis, although never definitive because a small percentage of those patients actually had ER and PR done. So it's not surprising that we're now finding that these patients derive a smaller benefit, but they still benefit, so that has to be factored in. It all boils down to really using the best multiplier to calculate one's benefit. The big question is, should we be changing the numbers we currently use to say what is the risk reduction from chemotherapy and now assign a different number to those with ER positive versus ER negative disease? I think we should, if not in a semi-quantitative way, to actually get the numbers and incorporate this into the model. And I'd like to at some point hear Peter Ravdin's comment as to whether that may be in the future in his model. In regards to dose-dense therapy in combination with trastuzumab, I'm still using the Q3-week regimen that was used in the intergroup and NSABP studies, although certainly as more safety data comes in, as we get more follow-up from the Memorial Sloan Kettering study, I'm going to, just like with many other changes in my practice, incorporate them slowly as more data comes in. What I think is interesting is that the cardiotoxicity may actually be a little bit lower. Certainly, statistically, we can't say that, but I always projected that we might see slightly more cardiotoxicity when we use a dose-dense anthracycline, but in fact, that simply has not been seen, and the trend, as we saw, is in the other direction.